If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
This story is scary and not in a ghost or goblin kind of way. And it may open the door. Have you ever thought, boy, I wasted a lot of time in this relationship? This person, I moved for them. I've made all sorts of changes to my life. Well, maybe you should sue them. That's what Mariah Carey's doing, and we all know we should all do what Mariah Carey does, because she is a trendsetter and just the kind of example that we should all strive to be. Mariah Carey is rumored to be single again. Oh, if only I was. That's when I make my play. The iconic singer was singer? The iconic singer was dating billionaire businessman James Packer for over a year, during which time they moved in together and he proposed with a $10 million ring. That should be enough. Just keep the rock, go on about your way, right? You don't need more if you've gotten a $10 million ring. But that's not how it works in celebrity land. When you are a diva, a $10 million ring is not enough. Sources are now saying the lovebirds had broken up due to a huge argument on a yacht trip in Greece. There were a number of sentences that I've already read that will never happen in 99% of our lives. First of all, iconic singer. We could say most of us are never going to be an iconic singer. $10 million ring, never. And a yacht trip in Greece. How can you have any sort of uncomfortable times on a yacht trip in Greece? Shouldn't that just be a wonderful, relaxing time? No. There are no exact details to the cause of the argument, but sources say it had something to do with her assistant. Uh-oh. According to TMZ, which we all know is the gospel for all sorts of entertainment news, according to TMZ, in rebuttal to the subtle breakup, Carey is asking for $50 million in inconvenience fees. She's worse than the airlines. $50 million in inconvenience fees for Mariah Carey. She claims that this billionaire businessman, James Packer, got her to move from New York to L.A., uprooting her entire life so he could be near his kids. She claims the incident on the yacht in Greece, where she says he did something awful to her assistant. I would love to know the details of what she considers awful. He looked at her right in the eyes. It was horrifying. What? She's my assistant. No one gets to look at my assistant or ask her for anything but me. He asked her to bring her a mineral water, and that will not stand. That's why I had to let Nick Cannon go, because he would not respect the boundaries of my assistants. So he did something awful to her assistant, allegedly, and that has traumatized Mariah so much that she had to cancel the South American leg of her tour. Now, listen. I like listening to All I Want for Christmas Is You as much as the next guy. But Mariah Carey's out of her mind, right? Well, how does somebody get to be like, it's, you know, Ariana Grande is kind of the same way. These singers who are called divas because people let them act like that. Oh, my goodness. According to her, he also, this billionaire businessman, also made various financial promises to her. Right. Would you, if you could, sue your ex for inconvenience, for the inconvenience of wasting your time with them? Or do you just chalk it up to experience? Now, granted, we are not all dating billionaire businessmen or women. We all do not have the luxury of trying to sue someone for $50 million. If this makes it to court, I will lose all respect for the legal system in this country. Because at some point, someone has to look at Mariah Carey and go, you know what, dear? You obviously lost your damn mind. Because I'm sure she kept her place in New York. Or if not, I'm sure it won't take her long to find a new place in New York. It's not like Mariah Carey has to get a credit check like the rest of us where we're looking to rent a place. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm sweating out that the condo board is going to let me in. You're Mariah Carey. You buy whatever you want. Go back to the Hamptons and sit. Have you ever seen like when Mariah Carey does these specials and they show where she lives? I wonder if, even if I had that kind of money, is it the money that makes you lose touch with reality? Or is it that you've lost touch with reality anyway. Before you were famous, before you were rich, you were already nuts. Because at some point, there has to be something that makes you go, yes, I will only be carried places. I have to live in this sort of fantasy land that I've created where no one tells me what to do, and I can, it's insane. And where I think that suing someone for $50 million in inconvenience fees is the way to go. I've never even heard that, I don't think anyone has heard that before, that term, inconvenience fees. Now, I have felt, as we all have, at the end of a relationship that perhaps I had wasted some time, but I always just kind of looked at it either as, you know, that's the way things go, and I learned from it, or I'll find somebody new, or whatever, but I never thought, you know what, that person owes me. That woman has wasted my time, and my time is worth money. And so I need, well, listen, the women I dated back in my single life, 50 bucks probably would have, you know, that would have probably been it. That would have been the extent of their riches. From the 270, what baloney, I've been in a long-distance relationship, Chicago to Anchorage. Oh, my good, that is a long-distance relationship. For 2 years, we probably have two more years to go before we can be in the same city. Wow. But if I broke up with him, or if he broke up with me, then I don't get to sue him, for him and me, for the thousands of dollars we have spent on airline tickets. Yeah, there would be some inconvenience fees right there, you know, to see. That's, oh boy. That is a long distance. 2 years you've been in that relationship, and you got two more. That's a long way. Long distance relationships are hard. I don't know. Tom has a suggestion for me. Hi, Tom, you're on WGN.
Hey, you got to call Karen Conti on this, for crying out loud. Wake her up if you have to.
You know what? We do have to get our legal team involved in this question, because I don't know if, you know, I guess you can sue for whatever you want. Whether it makes it to court or not is a whole different story. But yeah.
Well, Karen would have, she would know exactly the legal side of it, but she'd also have fun with it because the two of you are hysterical together.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, Tom. Yeah, well, I'll save it. I'm sure as this case moves forward, we'll be able to discuss it further. But that is a great idea. Thanks, Tom.
So you're going to make me wait till Sunday is what you're telling me.
I don't know what Karen's up to on Halloween. I think she's at a, you know, some sort of coven meeting. I don't know what happens with Karen.
Well, no, I've got my tongue firm in my cheek.
I know, I'm kidding.
This is also defined as the kids call a first world problem.
Oh, it's an other world problem. This is insane. Tom, thanks for the call. Yeah, this is not a first world. Even in our world, how many of us live in that world? I think Mariah Carey is the only one who lives in that world.